Blog Talk Radio.
Cuddles.
Daddy? Sorry. Daddy? Sorry. Daddy? Sorry. Daddy? Sorry.
You ready to rock this town by now?
Greetings and welcome to the 53rd episode of Rock This Town Radio at TC as we begin our second year on the Deviant Legion Network. I am your host, TC Clark, and along with my wise-ass production assistant, Cuddles the Cat, we're coming to you from our Bloomfield studio on the 412. That's Pittsburgh, PA. Tonight we close out the St. Patrick's Day weekend with the best Irish and Celtic rock playlist that you'll find anywhere. It's our Rollover St. Patty episode here on the big show. 21 tracks, so it's less talk and more rock tonight. And don't expect an Irish accent from me. I suck at it. But borrowing from an old Irish saying, here's a man who is as thick as manure, but only half as useful. Please welcome Mr. Carl Kafer.
No, God! No, God, please, no! No! No!
Oh, Carl, you're as popular as ever.
I know! It's unbelievable. I've got one fan and then one air conditioner and then a couple of mice that sort of like visit once in a while. But other than that, I'm good.
Perfect. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing fine, man. Nice to have you back and on your second year, okay?
Yeah,
with Deviant
about
Legion,
wow.
Which I lead, okay? That's your fault, okay? You're
yeah.
the one that sticks around.
Yeah, I could have bailed at any minute, couldn't I? But
exactly.
No, I'm back here again. Because, you know, I got this extra 30 hours a week that I have nothing to do. So why don't I put together a show, right? This is,
and
we talk about
may
that.
May I just say you do it really well? And I do mean that from the bottom
thank
of my
you.
Heart.
Well, I'll tell you what. Tonight, I'm like, I've been fired up for this one for about a month. And, you know, a couple of Germans like you and I on here doing Irish music. You're fucking right, man. We're going to roll
absolutely.
With it. All right, buddy. I'll talk to you after the set list, after the playlist.
All right, man. I'm looking forward to it, all right?
Okay. And since many of our songs are traditional Irish but covered in a different way, I won't be going into a lot of detail about the tracks. Hey, let's get started with our first one. And this is The Young Dubliners.
Seen the
bless you, Lord. The English tale, they are the children of the Gael. Beneath the worm's banner, a rooster of a fighting stock. The wood you let a taxi cut, out upon an Irish rock. Fly up and we treat the manor.
The night that Paddy Murphy died is a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got loaded drunk and they ain't got sober yet. As long as a bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. O'Leary came with a bagpipe, some music for to play.
That's how they showed their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
As Mrs. Murphy sat in the corner pouring out her grief, Kelly and his gang came tearing down the street. They went into an empty room and a bottle of whiskey stole. They put the bottle with the corpse to keep that whiskey cold.
That's how they showed their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sinner's shame and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
About 2 o'clock in the morning after emptying the jug, Doyle rose up the icebox, lit the sea for Paddy's mug. He stopped the clock so Mrs. Murphy couldn't tell the time. And at a quarter after two, we argued it was nine.
That's how they showed their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed our honor and our pride. They said it was a sin and a shame and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
On George Street outside Sundance Saloon, they all went in at half past eight and staggered out at noon. They went up to the graveyard, so holy and sublime. Found out when they got there, they left the corpse behind.
That's how they showed their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and we winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
Murphy died is a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got a load of drunk and they ain't been sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. Oh, Larry came in a bagpipe, some music for the play.
That's how they showed their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. Well, every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
Two, three, four, five, six.
Never line up again. Here we go.
evidence. The bar is ready shot and his spirit's been shy. And when you take your first step, you leave your trunk behind. But we work it back until it breaks, that's all we ever do. And when you see your pay, it don't come back on to you. But everybody knows up to what place you can go. When everyone's about knows who you are, we let them be and so.
I go down to chip club, mate, I get a beer, and that's all she wrote.
That was a bastard bearded Irishman from right here in Pittsburgh with Drink 'em, Drunk 'em. The lead man in that band, his stage name is Jimmy Bastard, used to work with me. He was an EMT before he became a full-time musician. In the middle of the set was The Night Pat Murphy Died, by Great Big Sea, a band out of Newfoundland. And we started with the Los Angeles band, the Young Dubliners, with Follow Me Up to Carlo. On to the next set, and this is Barley Juice.
Heave away!
Heave away!
Heave away!
Heave away!
Heave away this plastic Mary! For the truth shall be named and the rest shall remain in the dear old Catholic guilt. It was 1905 when we parted, arrive at the docks in the New York of A. And the dear little church where me family was birthed was the emblem of suffering and shame. Every cross, every tear, every happy new year, every vow. Persecution. And we prayed for it freely Sunday morning. May the good be displayed. Let us toast and get laid without bloody Catholic guilt. Heave away,
heave away,
heave away.
I took a stroll on the old long walk of a D-I-E-I-E. I met a little girl and we stopped to talk of a fine soft D-I-E.
And I asked you, friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. And I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl round the Sawmill Prom with a Galway girl. We were halfway there when the rain came down of a day.
I was all alone with a broken heart and a ticket home.
And I ask you now, tell me what would you do if her hair was black and her eyes were blue? You see, I've traveled around, I've been all over this world, I've never seen nothing like a Galway girl.
drunk on the lawn, yelling and screaming like he do. But sometimes old man felt what he was feeling. Sometimes Mr. Mackey spoke the truth. We're stubborn as mules with our blood on fire when we ain't at Sunday mass. We'll look any man straight in his eyes and say, kiss my Irish ass. You better kiss my Irish ass. Grandpa passed Wellis Island from the greatest of the motherland. For he worked, provided for his family. He was a dedicated welding man. And he knew right from wrong like day and night. He could whip any fool in a bare-knuckle fight. He taught the country like he preached of God. One hell of an Irishman. We're stubborn as mules with our blood on fire when we ain't at Sunday mass. We'll look any man straight in his eyes and say, kiss my Irish ass. You better kiss my Irish ass. I'm of a distant relation to John Redmond. He was one of the greatest Irish rebels of his day. One bastard to another,
bastard.
And on down the line. And this is what my son will say. We're stubborn as mules with our blood on fire when we ate at a Sunday mass. We'll look any man straight in his eyes and say, kiss my Irish ass. We're stubborn as mules with our blood on fire when we ate at a Sunday mass. We'll look any man straight in his eyes and say, kiss my Irish ass! You better kiss my Irish ass! Go, 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 go!
Frank Mackey and the Celtic Cowboys from Phoenix, Arizona, gave us Kiss My Irish Ass. My ass is German, but the song was Kiss, well, you know. Anyways, before that, Galway Girl by the High Kings, a band formed in Dublin, Ireland in 2008. And we began with the Philadelphia band Barley Juice and Catholic Guilt. Hey, a reminder that after the show, I'll post a set list on both the Rock This Town Radio TC Facebook page and my own personal page. If you want to check YouTube for any of the songs you hear tonight, and I took all of them off YouTube, so you'll be able to hear them again, or if you want to Google the bands. Set number three begins with the legendary Irish band, the Dubliners.
I've been a wild rover for many the year, and I've spent all me money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold in great store, and I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's long day now. No, nay, never, no more. Such a custom as yours I can have every day, and it's long day now. No day never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more. I then took from me pocket
and sovereigns bright, and the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She says, I have whiskies and the wines of the best, and the words that you told me were only in jest, and it's no name. As oft times before, I never will play the wild rover no more, and it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover, no, never, no more, and it's no.
Anyone who listened and a few who couldn't care, still I welcome you with open arms, my and bloody battered Tenny Hudson
Four. You know, I always start to wonder how you made it through my door.
With my brother's new non-dual black cat registry ID.
Well, you bit up more than you can chew the first day you met me.
Boston's Dropkick Murphys with The Dirty Glass. And I was just chatting with Randy, and it reminded me that I did see them on a St. Pat's Day in Boston about 12, 13 years ago. And that show was insane. Okay, the studio version we just heard, their merch girl was a last-minute fill-in for the female singing part. Okay, before Dropkick Murphys was the Pogues, who were originally from London. And they were with Streams of Whiskey. And we began the set with The Wild Rover, a traditional Irish song covered by one of Ireland's most famous acts, the Dubliners. The group was originally formed in 1962. Moving right along here on The Big Show in our Rollover St. Paddy episode, next up is Derek Warfield.
Tim Finnegan lived in Walton Street. A gentle Irishman, mighty odd. He had a brogue so rich and sweet, and to rise in the world he carried a hod. And you see the start of a tippling way, with the love of the liquor Tim was born. And to help him on each way each day, he'd drunk with the grazer every morn.
What was it, Arno, to see a partner round the below your father's shake? Wasn't it the truth they told you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake?
One morning Tim felt rather full. His head felt heavy and it made him shake. Well, he fell from the ladder and he broke his skull. And they carried him home, his corpse to wake. They rolled him up in a nice clean sheet. They laid him out upon the bed. With a bottle of porter at his feet and a bottle of whiskey at his head.
What was it, Arlo, to see a partner on the below your father's shake? Wasn't it the truth they told you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake?
His friends assembled at the wake, and the Mrs. Finnegan called for lunch. Come on, Bridie, bring in the tea. Well, the first they brought in tea and cakes, then the pipes, tobacco and whiskey punch. Then the widow alone began to cry. Such a nice clean corpse did you ever see? Are a Tim of Vernon, why did you die? Or how'd you got this money, McGee?
What was it, Arlo, to see a partner round the floor your father shake? Wasn't it the truth they told you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake?
Then the widow Maloney took up the job. Her ass is Biddy, you're wrong, I'm sure. And Biddy gave her a belt and a gob, and left her sprawling on the floor. Well, the civil war did soon engage,
'Twas a woman to woman and man to man. She lately love was all the rage in her home when eruption soon began.
What will it earn on a sea of burner on the Valorian trawler shake? Wasn't it the truth that told you love the forest Finnegan way?
Then Tim Maloney ducked his head when a bottle of whiskey flew at him. He ducked and landed on the bed, the whiskey scattered over Tim. And Tim revives and see how he rises. Tim Finnegan rising from the bed says, whittle your whiskey round like blazes, Fuller and Jay, do you think I'm dead?
What will the darling and see a partner on the floor, your trotter shake? Wasn't it the truth I told you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake? What will the darling and see a partner on the floor, your trotter shake? Wasn't it the truth I told you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake?
Life that's full, everyone's been good to me. So fire up that fiddle, boy, and give me one last drink. When the sun comes up, I'll leave without a fight. The world is mine tonight.
That was Los Angeles-based Flogging Molly with Drunken Lullabies. Before that, One Last Drink by Enter the Haggis, a Toronto group who adopted their name from the Kung Fu movie Enter the Dragon. And we opened with Finnegan's Wake by longtime Dublin legend Derek Warfield. This is set number 5. And we begin with the Clancy Brothers.
Let Francis grow and waters flow in a free and easy way, but give me enough of the fine old stuff that's made near Galway Bay. And please, men all from Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim too, we'll give them the slip and we take a sip of the rail on Mountain Dew. Hi, diddly diddle-dum, diddly doodle diddly do diddly day day. Hi, diddly diddle-dum, diddly doodle diddly do diddly day day.
At the foot of the hill there's a neat little still where the smoke curls up to the sky. By the smoke and the smell you can plainly tell that there's Putjean brewing nearby. It fills the air with odor rare and betwixt both me and you. When home you stroll, you can take a bowl or a bucket at the Mountain Dew.
Hi, diddly day dum, diddly doodle dum, diddly do ray, diddly day day. Hi, diddly day dum, diddly doodle dum, diddly do ray, diddly day day. Now learned men who use the pen have wrote your praises high. It's sweet fagine from Ireland green, distilled from wheat and rye. Throw away your pills, it'll cure all ills, a pagan, a Christian or two. Take off your coat and grease your throat with a rail on Mountain Dew. Hi, diddly day dum, diddly doodle dum, diddly do ray, diddly day day. Hi, diddly day dum, diddly doodle dum, diddly do ray, diddly day day. Hi, diddly day dum, diddly doodle dum.
Well, it's all for me grog, me jolly jolly grog, all gone the beer and tobacco. Oh, I spent all me tin down in South Street drinking gin. Now across the Western Ocean we must wander. Oh, where is me hat, me noggin noggin hat? All gone the beer and tobacco. Oh, the brim is wore out and the crown's been kicked about, and me head's been looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly jolly grog. All gone the beer and tobacco. Oh, I spent all me tin on a lassie drinking gin. Across the Western Ocean we must wander. Where are me boots, me noggin noggin boots? All gone the beer and tobacco. Oh, the soles are wore out and the heels are kicked about, and me toes are looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly jolly grog. All gone the beer and tobacco. Oh, I spent all me tin down in South Street drinking gin. Across the Western Ocean we must wander. Me pants, me noggin noggin pants, all gone the beer and tobacco. Oh, the zipper is wore out and the knees are frayed about, and the ass is looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly jolly grog. All gone the beer and tobacco. What's been on me tin on a lassie drinking gin. Across the Western Ocean we must wander. We came to shore with all me plunder. I see centipedes and snakes, I'm filled with pains and aches. But do it all again in the morning. And it's all for me grog, me jolly jolly grog. All come a beer and tobacco. Well, I spent all me tin on a lassie drinking gin. Across the Western Ocean we must wander. And it's all for me grog, me jolly jolly.
What will we do with the drunken sailor? What will we do with the drunken sailor? What will we do with the drunken sailor early in the morning? Way hey, and up she rises. Way hey, and up she rises. Way hey, and up she rises early in the morning.
Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with a rusty razor early in the morning.
Way hey, and up she rises. Way hey, and up she rises. Way hey, and up she rises early in the morning.
We'll put him in a longboat till he's sober. Put him in a longboat till he's sober. Put him in a longboat till he's sober early in the morning.
Way hey, and up she rises. Way hey, and up she rises. Way hey.
Drunken Sailor by the Irish Rovers, originally formed in 1963 in Toronto by Irish expats. Our set started with Clancy Brothers and Tommy Macon with Real Old Mountain Dew. All born in Ireland, the Brothers Act actually began in New York City. Set number six, with one more to go after this, these three songs. And the first track is by the Rum Jacks.
To go with the wall, the hurl, a stick in the shinty bowl, the brick, the brack, the crack, and all the call it an Irish pub.
Half resort, so can you pop the Guinness, pulling the cabbage crack, the yard, who wanna be paddy crack, we'll call it an Irish pub. While I'll be booked to spread upon the holy book, the only crack you'll get is a slap in the ear. While I'll be booked to lock and burst your filthy mug, if you draw one more shot, I'll give me beer.
Thank you.
job. Plastic cups to polish for all. We'll hose the blood right out the door. I let the knock, we're back for more. We've got us an Irish pub. While I'll be fucked, you swear upon the holy book. The only crack you'll get is a flap in the ear. While I'll be fucked, you'll also burst your filthy mug. If you draw one more shot, I'll give me beer. Morning, Gary on, kiss me, I'm Irish. Molly Malone, a bounce, a slant, a punk, my home. We got us an Irish pub. Break the punches, trick the willows, strike me up the rake, the mellow, the list. He never ran so shallow. We got us an Irish pub. Quiet or big book, you swear upon the holy book. The only crack you get is a slap in the ear. Quiet or big book, the loss of first, you filthy mug. If you drop one more shot, I'll get me free.
And off to Portugal and Spain. Drums are beating, banners fly, and the devils are home. We'll come tonight. Oh, love, fare thee well. With me tithery idle doodle dum da. Me tithery idle doodle dum da. Me rakes fall to the laddie. Oh, there's whiskey in the jar. Oh!
Whiskey, you're the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America. You're sweeter, kinder, decenter. You're spunkier than day. Oh, whiskey, you're my darling, drunk or sober.
Well, the French are fighting boldly. Men are dying hot and coldly. Give every man his flask of powder, his firelock on his shoulder. Oh, love, fare thee well. With me tithery addle doodle da ma da. Me tithery addle doodle da ma da. Me right full to a laddie. Oh, there's whiskey in the jar.
Oh, whiskey, you're the devil. You're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains into America. You're sweeter, kinder, decenter. You're spunkier than day. Oh, whiskey, you're my darling, drunk or sober.
As a mother, don't you wrong me. Don't take me, daughter, from me. For it's you do, I will torment you. And after death, me ghost will haunt you. Love, fairly well. With me tither, idle, little, da ma da. Me tither, idle, little, da ma da. Me right fall to a laddie. Oh, there's whiskey in the jar.
Oh, whiskey, you're the devil. You're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America. You're sweeter, kinder, decenter. You're spunkier than day. Oh, whiskey, you're my darling, drunk or sober. Oh, whiskey, you're the devil. You're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America. You're sweeter, kinder, decenter. You're spunkier than day. Oh, whiskey, you're my darling, drunk or sober.
In the merry month of June, from my home I started, left the girl to tune. Sad and broken hearted, saluted me father dear. I kissed me darling mother, I drank a pint of beer. Me grief and tears this mother, off to reap the corn. Left where I was born, cut a stout black thorn. To banish ghosts and goblins, brand new pair of brogues. Frightened all the dogs, rattled all the bugs. On the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Put the hair and turned her on the rocky road. All the way to Dublin, wagging from Dolly. Jar next night to rest the limb so weary, started by daylight. Next morning bright and airy, took a drop of the pure. Takes the soul from drinking, that's the Paddy's cure. Whenever he's on for drinking, I see the lassie smile, laughing all the while at me darling style. With tender soul and bubble, and asked if I was hired, wages I required. I was bloody well tired. On the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Put the hair and turn her on the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack full all day. Yeah.
arrived. I thought it's such a pity to be so soon deprived of you, lad. By city I thought I'd take a soap, held amongst the quality funnel it was stole. In the neat locality something crossed me mind, I should look behind, no funnel could I find. Upon me stick of on an inquiring for the road, said me can't blow, wasn't much in vogue. On the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, put the hair and turned her on the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, waxed all day, yeah. I soon got out of there, me spirit never failing, landed on a quay, and me ship was sailing, captain and me roared, hey! The door of Paddy when I went on board, I came and fell, for Paddy went down amongst the pigs, danced a party rig, danced a funny jig, the water round me bubbling, laughing hollyhead, wish me then was dead, better off instead. On the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, put the hair and turn her on the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, Wackfold all day, yeah.
That was the Blackguards from Houston, Texas, and Rocky Road to Dublin. Before that, we heard Whiskey, You're the Devil by the Poxy Boggards, a band out of Pasadena, California. And this set started with the Rum Jacks, an Irish pub song. The Rum Jacks formed in Sydney, Australia in 2008. And I'll remind you again that after the show, I'll post a set list on both the Rock This Town Radio TC Facebook and my own personal page if you want to look up any of the songs on YouTube or Google the bands. Well, it's almost time for us to bugger off as we've reached our final set here on the big show to close out this St. Patrick's Day weekend. First up is the O'Reillys and the Patty Hats.
To their face. You don't leave a child or sweetheart behind. like a squid up a door, and I drag me back to me job. Not a break, but a back, kicking balls to the wall. And I'm out in a hole, moving mountains of coal. Well, here's the head, it's ringing my bell, sing a song, bang a tong. Acting up would be good to be bad.
Bugger off!
Fuck you!
Like a herd of bloody swine who refuse to leave the shop. You get
All right, our last song is fittingly titled Bugger Off, and this version was by Fiddler's Green, a band from Erlangen, Germany. In the middle of our set was Drink Some More from the Real Mackenzies, a Vancouver, British Columbia group. They also have a great version of Bugger Off on YouTube. And our final set started with Barrels of Whiskey, recorded by the O'Reillys and the Patty Hats. They are also a German band, formed in the town of Gevelsberg, Germany. Well, Carl, there you have it. Not patting myself on the back or anything, but I think I came up with a pretty damn good set list for St. Patrick's Day weekend. Your thoughts?
And I hope you enjoyed your set while you were resting in patio furniture.
Yeah, all right.
Had to.
I know
that.
You did. I know you did.
So I got a couple that really hit me.
Okay.
Catholic Guilt by Barley Juice. That
oh, yeah.
That is not only awesome, that's fucking brutal.
Yeah, how about it? And I'm sure it'll show up on our Easter show, I'm sure. So
I think it might. It just
Catholic
might.
Guilt. Yeah, they're from Philadelphia. So that was cool.
You know, and the funny thing is, all this music, even though it's, you know, rock and roll, it's still very traditional.
Yeah.
You know, we just did a commentary watch yesterday, Rachel and I, on The Secret of Roan Inish. And that took very, very traditional music and arranged it. And I actually heard a couple of the tunes here.
Yeah.
So you know, it doesn't matter how you produce the music or how you, you know, the way that you play it, it's still traditional, it's still part of Ireland, and it's still something we need to really celebrate.
Yeah, and you know, like I said at the beginning, I'm not going to go into descriptions. My God, I'd be here all night, because a lot of those songs, if I traced their lineage, they'd be 100 years old. Well, the one I did mention, All For Me Grog, you know, it goes back 150 years, and some of these were very traditional that you could look up, and you know, they're sang in a traditional style. And what I try to do is find some bands that really brought them into this century, you know, made them into like rock and roll song. But notice, like I told Randy when we were talking, there was only one song with horns in it, actual horns.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And the cool thing about all these bands, and I can say this about Bastard Bearded Irishman, because I've seen them a long time, many times, and I know, you know, their front man, they use traditional instruments. You know, they'll put an electric guitar in there, but I mean, you got the mandolin, you got the fiddle, you got the banjo, and they incorporated
the
them. Yeah, and they turned it basically into rock and roll, but it's still that Irish tradition. And that was cool. I mentioned in one of my Facebook posts on Friday, I was listening to Sirius XM Lithium, and the DJ mentioned how Dropkick Murphys was trending like crazy, but the other 364 days they don't. Well, that's wrong, because this music, it's great for St. Paddy's, but hell, you know, I could play this set on June 12th, you know, and it'd be wonderful. So.
Absolutely. One other thing I did want to mention is that the Irish Rovers version of Drunken Sailor is the clean version.
It is the clean version.
And trust me, I actually, at UPB, I actually, at one of the talent shows, did the dirty version of that, at least one dirty version of that. There's hundreds of them.
Well, that's it, you know. And I was telling Randy about this when we were chatting. You know, a couple people chat with me during the show on Facebook Messenger, and the problem with this show was I found songs, but there was like six or seven different versions of them, and I had to listen to every one of them to figure out which ones I like best. Just like the last one, Bugger Off. I like the Fiddler's Green version the best, but I listened to four other bands that did it to choose that. And there was a hard show to do in that way. It wasn't such a hard show to pick the songs, but to pick who I was going to present them, you know, who was going to present them. So that was the tough part. And I tried to spread it around. I mean, if you look at half these songs or three quarters of these songs, my God, the Dubliners did them, the Pogues did them, the Clancy Brothers did them. You know, I mean, they get passed around so much in Ireland, it's crazy. And to find the right, and I wanted to represent more bands too, just like I had the High Kings do a song that the Clancy was a Clancy Brothers, you know, classic. So it wasn't an easy show to do, but boy, it was a fun show to do.
Absolutely.
Anything else you want to add about the
right
set
now,
list? Or?
I know you're getting to the birthday, so we'll let you do that.
Okay.
And I'll come back after that.
Yeah, and you actually added a birthday that I almost missed. So
yes,
gonna
I
be...
did, and that's going to be the first one you mentioned. So that's
yep,
that's
because that's
my
the first one up.
To the birthday.
Okay,
all right,
let's do the birthday list, and we're actually doing pretty good on time because the three songs we have are very short. So, anyways, on to the birthday list. The first one up is one Carl pointed out, Clarence Frogman Henry. Born on this day in 1937. He's 86 today. And let me tell you quickly who he is. He's a New Orleans legend. He had a couple of songs that Ain't Got No Home, and I can't think of the other one, but he's still going strong. Okay, also today, Ruth Pointer is 77, and Buffalo's own Billy Sheehan, one of the greatest bass players in the world, is 70. Monday, Carl Palmer, Emerson, Lake & Palmer drummer, is 73. Also Monday, Jimmy Vaughn, Stevie Ray Vaughan's older brother, 72. And also Monday, Slim Jim Phantom of the Stray Cats is 62. And Monday would be Chester Bennington's birthday, who he was born in 1976 and died in 2017. Also Tuesday, Eddie Money. Born in 1949, died in 2019. Tuesday, Roger Hodgson of Supertramp is 73. George Benson is 80. Andrew Lloyd Webber is 75. And on to Thursday, Joanne Clark, my mom, was born March 23rd, 1929, and we lost her in 2001. Thursday, also Rick Ocasek. Born in 1944, died in 2019. Thursday, Chaka Khan will be 70. Carol Kaye on Friday, 88. And Carol Kaye, if you don't know her, look her up. She's one of the most phenomenal bass players ever. Also Friday, Don Covoy, who we've mentioned many times on this show. He was born in 36 and he died in 2015. He was a great, great songwriter. Friday, Nick Lowe is 74. And Friday, Nina, one-hit wonder, 99 Red Balloons, Red Luff Balloons. She's 63. I wonder if she ever shaved her armpits. Well, we'll talk about that another time. Okay, Saturday, Hoyt Axton was born in 1938. He died in 1999. Saturday also, Aretha Franklin was born in 1942, died in 2018. Saturday birthday, Sir Elton John is 76. And Saturday, Jeff Healey, born in 1966 and died in 2008. Okay, and we got three birthday songs coming up. And we're going in the Wayback Machine for all of them. I think they're all from the 50s. And we're going to start it off with Solomon Burke.
When your baby leaves you all alone and nobody calls you on the phone, don't you feel like a crying? Don't you feel like crying? Well, here I am, honey. Come on. I'm crying.
feel like I've cried. Oh, come on, come on, cry to me. Walk with me. Oh, oh yeah. And you're waiting for a voice to come in the night, but there's no one. Don't you feel like I've cried?
Cry to me.
Don't you feel like I've cried?
With a swinging little guitar man, show 'em, son.
you ever take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down around Mobile. Well, make it on out to the club called Jackson, you've got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor. Digging the finest little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. And guess who's leading that five-piece band? Why wouldn't you know it's that swinging little guitar man? Yeah, hey.
Jerry Reed and Guitar Man. Some may know him from his acting, too. He played Burt Reynolds' fellow truck driver in the Smokey and the Bandit films. Jerry was born on March 20th, 1937, and died in 2008. In the middle of our birthday songs was Johnny Burnett and his original Train Kept a Rollin'. Burnett was born on March 25th, 1934, and died at the age of 30 in 1964. He was fishing on a lake in an unlit boat and drowned when a cabin cruiser plowed into him. We started with Solomon Burke and Cry to Me. Solomon was a singer, songwriter, and preacher, born on March 21st, 1940, and died of a heart attack in 2010 at the Amsterdam airport on a flight that had just arrived from Washington Dulles Airport. He was due to perform in Amsterdam 2 days later. A couple of different deaths there, Carl.
Yeah, to say the least. Yeah, Johnny Burnett, that's a great loss. One of the greatest rockabilly people of all time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was definitely one of the pioneers. And I think he died at the age of 30 when he had so much ahead of him. I mean,
absolutely.
He just, in that little time that he was around, he really contributed a lot. And Brian Setzer, my guitar hero, rockabilly hero, Burnett was one of his huge influences.
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. Anyone who's into rockabilly is going to be influenced by Johnny
Burnett. Yeah, that's going to be like saying Carl Perkins, in the rockabilly,
exactly.
So, well, man. So we got through the St. Patrick's Day weekend and our song list. And what's cooking on the Deviant Legion Network this week?
Well, luckily, it's not green beer.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I have to say. Not a fan of green beer. I want dark beer, but not this green. Anyway, what do we have? That's a good question. Okay, so one thing I do want to mention is that on Saturday the 25th, I will be attending the New York City Science Fiction Film Festival.
Oh, yeah. Do talk about that.
And I'm very, very pleased with that. But I'm also very pleased that they are going to be on Monday, and we're going to be promoting the festival. And we have Daniel Obella coming on to the show. He is the producer of the show and the founder of the festival. And I'm very, very happy that
tomorrow.
He'll be with us tomorrow. Yes, that is
tomorrow. Oh, cool.
At 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that's what we're doing on Monday. On Wednesday, we do part two of Kick-Ass Women in Film and TV, 2000 to the present. And that's going to be with Vicki Love and, of course, with Rachel. And that will be presented at 2 p.m. In deference to Vicki's schedule on the West Coast. Then on Thursday, we're going to do a Women's History Commentary Watch, Rachel and myself, of Hidden Figures. And if you don't know what that's about, it's about a number of women who were mathematicians who were working at NASA and were very integral in getting the moon landing together. So that's what we're going to be doing on Thursday. And then, of course, you've got next week happening. What are you doing next week, TC?
Oh, man, next Sunday. Carl, how long have we known each other?
50 years,
well,
at least.
Well, too damn long is the standard answer. But yes, 50
okay.
years at least. And next Sunday, we're going to be reliving that beginning. It was the end of our sophomore year and the beginning of our junior year in high school, plus the summer in between. We're going to do 1973, a half century later. There were a lot of great tunes out that year, and we'll hear them again right here. So we'll look forward to that one. All the ones that, I think that's when I started smoking weed and drinking that year. So that
must be because you said we were going to re-rib it.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
So yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry. that was my first fuck up of the night. But yeah, we're going to do we're going to go back for the songs of 1973. Can't believe it's a half century. What sounds
Good
like
God.
Longer? What sounds longer? 50 years or half century? It's still
Neither.
A long damn time. Yeah. Both.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Okay,
it is.
So
actually I was going to say Freebird, but
oh God, that came out that year, and I got to tell you, I'll never.
Yes, it did.
If I ever hear that song again, it'll be way too soon. There's two
exactly.
songs I can get through the rest of my life never hearing again. Well, there's a thousand. Freebird and Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Good.
When I lived in Tampa, this was 1989. A new radio station came, a new rock station came online. In the first 24 hours of their broadcast, they played continuously Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, God.
I think they're out of business in 2 weeks. They should have been. Who the fuck was going to listen? And I thought it was a fuck up because, you know, oh, new station. I turned it on and Stairway to Heaven's playing. Ah, oh, that's cool. And I think I was going to work or something. I come out 8 hours later or whatever, and turn on the radio, you know, turn on the car, and the radio comes on, and Stairway to Heaven. I'm thinking, they played that earlier. Maybe they're on like an 8-hour rotation. And then right after it ended, it played again. And then it played again. And then I found out that, you know, they had a promo. Oh, yeah, we're playing it 24 hours. It's like, what, are you trying to chase people away on your first day? Seriously?
Yeah, really.
So anyways, that yeah, that you won't be hearing Freebird next week, folks.
Good.
So
good.
Love me for that. Oh my God. Hey, I gotta tell you something really funny. This is hilarious. This day was when I was working concert production. It was the weirdest bands together. It was Joan Jett, who I absolutely hate because I worked with her and she's a C word. And opening up was Dennis DeYoung from Styx. And he was on Broadway. And he came out and did show tunes. All right, it was just him on electric piano and a female singer. And it was really cool. You know, he played some Styx songs and everything. But some inbred redneck there in Virginia up in the crowd yelled out, "Freebird!" He stood up and he goes, "Do you want me to leave right now?" It was hilarious. But, yeah, so 1973, folks, people around our ages, younger, if you're younger than us, you're going to get an education because I think a lot of these songs from 73 were influential going forward. So that's what we're doing next week. And you can find all our great podcasts right here on the Deviant Legion Network on Blog Talk Radio. Listen live or catch any of our shows in the on-demand episodes archives whenever it works for you. Carl, what do you got to say to it? Man, we're early.
Yeah, we are early.
Wow.
I don't really have much more to say. I do want to just mention one thing. Is, you know, we did the weekend of St. Patty's. Do check out Commentary Watch of The Secret of Ronin Ish. It's a wonderful film based on Irish folklore and Selkies. And it's a family film. It's not often that we do a family film here on Deviant Legion, Incredibly Strange Films. But it's well worth it, and you'll really enjoy that. And you can find that in the archives also. We did that yesterday.
Cool. And I am going to recommend a film since we're talking about the Irish, and I hope many of you have seen it, The Commitments. You know that show, that film, Carl.
Oh, I know that.
Fantastic.
Really well.
And it was like, Dublin and great, 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 great film
You know, all in R&B music. R&B music in there. Incredible music.
It was. Okay. All right, my man. Thanks for stopping by. And I'll see if I can get rid of that no guy for you. Okay, it was really, really
I'd rather have the one guy clapping. I'm just letting you know.
Okay, all right. Well, he might come back. Who knows?
Okay, fair enough, my friend.
I think he's jail. Yeah, drunk in public.
That's not drunk in public. He's a fan of mine. Good job.
He was drunk in public Friday, like at 12:01 a.m. He was the first guy arrested on St. Patrick's Day. Okay,
there you
man. Go. I'll talk to you after the show, buddy. I'll give you a call.
All right, man.
All right. Goodbye, Carl. Check out my YouTube channel at TCC77 for concert videos that I've shot at shows around the country. That's TCC77 on YouTube. We hope that you enjoyed our salute to St. Patrick's Day on behalf of Mr. Kafer there and Cuddles the Cat. We hope that you have a safe and happy week and you join us back here next Sunday. As us cool cats say, we'll see you on the flip side.
So it's goodbye, Mrs. Dorkin. I'm sick and tired of working. No more I think of Brady, no longer I'll be poor. But sure as my name is Barney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging Brady, I'll be digging lumps of gold.